Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people that don't have a college degree, they're a little confused on what they should do. I don't know if you've seen these commercials, but every hour, I probably see five commercials for different colleges out there. There's online colleges now coming out the seams, offering degrees. There was one commercial where they don't show a graduation. They show people get the mail, and in the mail, they get a diploma, which is great for people who couldn't, you know, go to traditional school and borrow the money or, you know, take the time away from their family. But unfortunately, these commercials are giving the idea that as long as you pay us, as long as you do the online classes, you're going to get the piece of paper in the mail. And having been to multiple graduations, seen friends and kids graduate, and oh my God, there are thousands upon thousands and thousands of people graduating every semester, each city even. And so the college degree, which used to be rare, unique, very valuable, is becoming worthless. Now, who's saying it's worthless? Well, there's been reports saying close to 50% of all companies hiring, getting rid of that bachelor's degree requirement. You don't need to have a bachelor's degree. We don't care. We'd rather you have experience. Would rather you be willing to learn. And so young people who had been trained by their millennial, Gen X, baby boomer relatives to you got to go to college, you got to get a degree, they're starting to tell us older folks, you actually don't have to. Now, what do we advise younger people to do? Getting a degree now is a lot simpler. There's many different ways you could get it. You don't even have to set foot on a college. You have to come up with money. You may have to borrow money, but that borrowed money can be paid back. But it's hard to explain to a younger individual why they got to get that piece of paper. Is it just everybody's getting it now, so you have to do what everybody else is doing? I mean, how do I stand out? And so the thinking that many of us Gen X's and baby boomers have is, well, try to have as much credentials as possible. Because if there are too many people applying, you might stand out. At least, you know, don't give anybody a reason to not hire you. But the fact that there are companies saying, we don't care, is it because college isn't what it used to be? See, a college degree used to mean that you had extensive training in that field. You had to also be well-rounded. You had to know another language. You had to know the humanities. You had to understand business. You had to understand other things in order to get those credits. You had to be a part of a community. You had to do community service. You also had to be able to pass tests. And so schools are different now. Okay, you don't need to be able to pass a test to get to school. The SAT, ACT, many schools aren't requiring it. So that point's moot. You don't really have to prove that you passed a test. You don't necessarily have to do community or because you're home. You can do it remotely. You know, in terms of well-rounded, you don't necessarily have to learn another language or a musical instrument or understand. You have to, do the diversity classes and whatever the college tells you. It's per that college on what they think you need to be well-rounded as opposed to a general societal acceptance of what you need. You know, I remember having to take history of rock and roll. I loved it. I would have taken that class over and over again. You know, but you had to have a music class to graduate. All right, so history of rock and roll. Learned about the 12-bar blues. It was fantastic. Loved it. One of my favorite classes of college. So there was a process. And going to college also meant you left the home. The reason why people want college graduates is because you weren't being spoon-fed by mommy and daddy. You had to obviously be on your own. You had to figure out how to budget, assuming your parents weren't paying for everything. You had to learn how to be self-disciplined without a parent on your butt. So if you went away to college, you did your studies, you excelled, you passed all the tests, you went through the rigorous process of getting a degree, probably you're going to be able to handle the rigorous process of, you know, onboarding in that institution or that company you're hiring. Now it's different. I mean, look at how college kids are arguing about grades, going, you know, look, I was triggered by this, so you need to, you know, not grade us inappropriately. This happened in the world news. You know, I mean, I understand there's a shooting at UNLV. People were concerned, but you've had people cite other things in other states, going, well, this bothers me and I can't get through my classes. So now, what are employers needing to verify that you are going to have good work ethic, that you are going to be able to pass the tasks, show competency, work well with others, if they can't use a college degree because you did it remote, you were living at home, you talked the teacher into passing you. So now what they want is work experience. Who did you work for? What did you actually do? Were you in your parents' basement or you've been working the whole time? You know, fascinatingly, I was one of the first people in my class to get a job graduating medical school, even before I graduated. And my job was going to start right after graduation because I had worked during residency in an ER. So it didn't matter about my degree. It didn't matter about my grades. They loved that I already worked in an ER. So if I worked in an ER, I could easily work in an urgent care, even though urgent care is still very, very challenging. We got a student who's already done ER. So now it's about experiences. They want to know that you're going to work, you're not going to quit, you're not going to give up, you can work well with others. College doesn't seem to now prove that anymore. So college degrees are becoming less valuable. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Fox News is reporting that a Massachusetts medical center, Milford Regional Medical Center, has made an announcement in terms of having an inclusive environment. And they want patients to follow a specific code of conduct in order to access their services. If you aren't respectful of somebody's gender, race, creed, you will have service refused to you. Dr. Peter Smolwitz, Chief Medical Officer at the Massachusetts Medical Center, has released a video on the hospital's official YouTube explaining how not just staff, but patients themselves are held accountable for causing offense, ranging from rhetoric to a hostile tone of voice. He says everybody should expect a safe, caring, and inclusive environment in all our spaces. Our patient and visitor code of conduct helps us meet this goal. words or actions that are disrespectful, racist, discriminatory, hostile, or harassing are not welcome and will not be tolerated. Now, he specified that some examples of this, according to Fox News, would be, quote, offensive comments about others' race, ethnicity, accent, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or other personal traits, refusal to see a clinician or other staff member based on these personal traits, aggressive or intimidating behavior, physical or verbal threats and assaults, sexual or vulgar words or actions, and disrupting another patient's care or experience. He warned that body language and tone of voice are also important parts of communication. Now, on one end, you're thinking, well, you know, absolutely, nobody should be abused or discriminated against, or, you know, patients, I've had patients grab me. On the other end, though, body language. What if a medical provider doesn't want to take care of you? And they go, you see, that person doesn't like me because of who I am. So I'm going to refuse service. And the person's like, I didn't do anything. This is racism. You're not taking care of me now. You got to be really, really careful with some of these rules. So the doctor said people will be given a chance to explain themselves should they be accused of such conduct. He goes, if we believe you have violated our code with unwelcome words or actions, you will be given a chance to explain your point of view. We will always carefully consider your response before we make any decisions about future care at Milford Regional. So on one end, you know, the ridiculous comments patients have made that to me and to my colleagues, you know, won't be tolerated. And I agree that there should not be any vulgar, sexual, racist, homophobic, these comments, no place for somebody who's going to be taking care of you. And a patient is an idiot to do that. On the other hand, though, if you don't want a male to be your provider because you're going to be naked in front of them, or if you don't want a female and you prefer a male physician because you don't feel comfortable being naked in front of the female, are you going to be kicked out? Now, I can't tell you how many times patients will come in saying, you know, thank God you're a female doctor because I did not want to do a pap smear with a male. But I also had men going, look, Dr. Dahlia, I know you want my prostate checked. I know you want a hernia exam, but can I have a male doctor do it? Of course, I'll refer you to a urologist. I feel, you know, he goes, I feel more comfortable with a male. Totally fine, not a big deal. I'll refer you to a urologist. Is that going to be costing you care at the hospital? So you see, we have, you know, because if somebody goes, oh my gosh, they're misogynistic, they don't want a woman provider. Maybe they don't want to be naked in front of a woman. Some people for their religion, even. So, you know, we have to be really, really careful with this. You know, as a physician, as I told you, I had a patient who had a big swastika, tattooed to his chest. I didn't care. I thought the guy was stupid, but I still took care of him like I took care of any other patient. It's my job to make sure he lives. You know, and maybe the tattoo was forced on him. I don't know. The guy was unconscious. He had a swastika on his chest. Is it because he was held down and it was, I don't know. It's my job not to judge a person. It's my job to take care of them. So what made this controversial, even though you wouldn't think it would be, like, yeah, nobody should be making fun of you. But what makes this controversial is, again, what could be ensued as if everybody's, you know, getting a little bit more sensitive. What if you are scared about your health and the doctor is foreign and you don't understand a word he says and you're panicking? And you're like, look, I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're saying. Do you have anybody else who could speak, you know, a little bit more clear English? According to this, you're out. Now, there's a nicer way to put it. Say, look, I really want to understand what you're saying. For some reason, I'm not understanding your accent. I want to, you know, and I appreciate the care, but I can't understand. You know, it might be me, but again, somebody could think that that is being discriminatory. I can't tell you how many patients that said they can't understand their doctor They're scared. They can't understand what the doctor's telling them. And if their doctor is trying to teach them something, they can't understand them. Well, does a patient have a right to ask for something to be clarified without being accused of being anti-accent? So, you know, this is tricky. I had one patient, this was years ago, who came in, they didn't have any medical issues, but they came in asking me what a Kaposi sarcoma was. Now, this was before the internet where you could look it up themselves. And I'm like, why do you want to know? Do you have one? No. But I think I was taken care of by somebody who did, and I don't know if I should be checked for HIV. And apparently it was a blood draw. Back in the 90s and 2000s, people weren't always wearing gloves. Now you have to wear gloves if you're drawing somebody's blood. But a lot of people would just use their bare finger. And this person had either given blood or donated blood, and he thought what he saw was a Kaposi sarcoma. Kaposi sarcoma could be on people with HIV or who have AIDS. And so he needed to know if he was exposed somehow. Now, I told him the risk of exposure is low, but anytime anybody wants to get their STD panel checked, if they want their HIV checked, not a problem. We'll do it. But if somebody does think that, wait a second, that, and they bring it up, are they going to be kicked out of the hospital? So being refused care is a very serious decision. And there are many hospitals that don't just own one. So if you get kicked out of, we have like, I think, three major hospital systems in my city. If you get kicked out of one, you could be kicked out of a third of all hospitals in the city. So if a hospital is not allowed to refuse you based on pay, if you have a body movement, you know, what do you do? Now, there was a child with autism that came into a doctor's office, and she was young. And this is, it's a shame that this happened. But the patient this happened to was so cool. And she was a young kid. It was obvious she had autism or some neurodiverse condition. And when this black gentleman walked into the waiting room, she starts screaming the N-word. The father of the child starts apologizing profusely. The patient said, it's okay. I would have understood being the patient saying, I'm out of here. I just don't need this. But, you know, if let's say you have a neurodiverse patient that does that, or somebody with schizophrenia, or somebody with severe mental health illness, are they going to be refused care? You know, we learned early on that if somebody said anything to us that was, you know, understand that they might have been under the influence. They might have been, you know, and nobody should, you know, feel like they have to take care of somebody. Nobody should. You know, if they, but unfortunately, many people that do exhibit that behavior may not be as 100%, you know, no diagnosis, you know, diagnosis free. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. During a visit in North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4%, the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden acknowledged how thousands more homes have been connected to high-speed internet during his time in office. Critics of the president and Republicans have blamed his administration for runaway inflation since the pandemic due to multiple government spending measures. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to switch gears for a second. We have, since the beginning of this political campaign, heard rumors about Nikki Haley cheating. And I can't stand when I hear headlines about that because, I mean, how many, you know, male politicians have cheated? They maybe get a headline here or there, with the exception of Bill Clinton, and that really didn't do anything in terms of his, you know, legacy. Yeah, people joked about the Monica Lewinsky thing, but people still loved him. But Nikki Haley, in the news over and over and over again, a woman cheating. People act like it's such a rare, rare thing. And, you know, I told my, you know, my boys this. I go, you know, women cheat too, sadly. You know, cheating, if that is what happened, and I'm not saying in her particular case, but it is predominantly, you know, in media and Hollywood been always about the male, such that if a female cheated, oh boy, then there must really be something wrong. Anybody who cheats, okay, on their spouse, there's something wrong. You know, and you know, that's why, unfortunately, we're starting to see more of these open marriages. I love my husband, and, you know, being with my husband, I couldn't imagine being with somebody else. If I did want to be with somebody else, then I wouldn't be with my husband. There makes absolutely no sense to, you know, make him or the family have to, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to force somebody to be with you if you don't want to be with them. And so I don't understand why you would stay in a relationship and cheat. Now, I get some people might be doing that because the marriage is such a partnership. There's so many assets that it's, and there are many couples that go, oh, I know gosh darn well he cheated. But it's just too much drama to divorce. It's easier with the kids. He'll do his thing. I'll do mine. We'll still be married. We still love each other. But I couldn't do that. That might work for some people. Wouldn't work for me. I don't want the STDs. I don't want the, you know, new mommies in the picture. You know, I just wouldn't work for me. But sadly, you have many individuals that just don't necessarily ascribe to the I am going to be with one person the rest of my life. For some people, it works out fantastically. But for many humans, it doesn't. They grow out of love. Maybe they never were in love. They find something new. They grow apart. So, you know, I'm here to tell you, having seen it all in my practice, okay, men and women both cheat. Maybe you might see a little more men, because, you know, women may, if they are trying to balance kids and all that, it might be harder, a little less opportunity, but still, it happens on both sides. But I find it fascinating that these headlines are surrounding Nikki Haley, and they're making such a big deal about it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think if you do cheat, and I'm not saying she did, but if somebody cheats, they're a piece of crap. Because like I said, there's better ways to do it. Having an open relationship is not called cheating because you both decided that. But if you're doing something insidiously, having other relationships on the side, you know, then you're lying to the unit, a family, and you're lying to your kids. Because the family thinks that there is this unit. And so, you know, and I understand, you know, many people might fantasize about somebody else, or we're not calling that cheating in this, you know, I know in some religions it's considered cheating. You know, if I imagine myself in a Lord of the Rings movie, right, with Aragorn being my love interest, that's not cheating. Because I'm open about it with my husband. I go, he's on my list. Viggo Mortensen's on my list. Michael Fassbender's on my list. Michael Jordan's on my list. These are individuals who are on my list. All right, just sorry. If you don't like it, tough. But it's not, you know, there's no deception. So cheating is bad when obviously you deceive and you try to act like there's nothing wrong and you expose people to other elements. If you ever saw Fatal Attraction, you let somebody else into your family or life, even if it's deceptively, they're getting access to a very vulnerable, you know, person in your family. They're getting access to your kids. They might be getting access to your bank records. The family needs to know about it if there's an additional person. So that's why I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. But does that disqualify you being president? So they're saying that Nikki Haley, you know, has witnesses that says that she had a couple affairs back in 2008 with a, in fact, I think the people who allegedly had the affair, Will Foulkes and Larry Marchant, I guess, came forward about, I don't know, you know, and I honestly understand that, you know, with, sadly, with, you know, political, look at what's happening with Trump. You know, you never know what to believe. You just don't know what's going on. Nikki Haley says she's been faithful. that she never had those issues. And so that is kind of scary. If you're going to have somebody say, look, you know, I slept with her. If somebody says I slept with Dr. Dahlia and I say, no, they didn't, how do you prove it? I can't do a DNA test. There's nothing on me. And people won't believe you. You're always guilty until proven innocent. But, you know, we used to. President Harding who had allegedly had an affair and then had a baby with that other person? I mean, they really kept it quiet. That was something that was so taboo. Here you have, I think Joe Biden allegedly had an affair with Jill. Jill had an affair with Joe, and then they ended up getting married, and they, you know, now it's just, well, that's just our, you know, this is just our, you know, a typical Bravo or TLC storyline. But, you know, this race for Nikki, you know, and Nikki Haley, I got to give some credit to. If she did cheat, not happy with that at all. But I have to give some credit to her for doing as well as she did for a female presidential candidate. I mean, Hillary Clinton made it obviously the farthest thus far. But in a field where President Trump is dominating, and New Hampshire will be very telling because she owns a resounding lead in New Hampshire, but still not to Trump. So, and it's obvious that she and he do not get along, so they probably would not. She would not be his running mate vice president. I think Tim Scott would be. And Tim Scott is now endorsing Trump. But, you know, they're going to throw everything at her. And I worry about if any of these are lies. Because I think if you do have a politician that cheated on their spouse, that does show a lack of integrity, a lack of ethics. And you want to know that you have somebody that is running this country that has all ethics and integrity. That's pretty important. That's why, you know, people say, oh, they're making such a big deal about Joe Biden and his money. Of course, you know, he made money. Well, that is important because is he using the presidency? Is he a president now for us or is it for him? And that's what people want to know. And so, you know, I think it does matter. It's just, and I'm not stereotyping all politicians, but you know, many politicians have been, you know, having flings and people on the side, and they've gotten very far in politics, not mentioning any names, but, you know, and so, you know, this, I don't think, if Nikki Haley loses, I hope it's not for this particular reason, because that should then be, that should have the same weight for any candidate. I think she is going to go far. I just don't think she's going to be the nominee. And so we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. About an hour ago, Alec Baldwin had been charged with involuntary manslaughter for that Rust shooting that happened last year. And this occurred with a New Mexico grand jury. Being reported by Daily Mail, Alec Baldwin has been charged as of today with involuntary manslaughter by a New Mexico grand jury, actually more than 2 years, after accidentally shooting cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This was while they were rehearsing for a scene on the Western film Rust. The indictment was returned today and charges Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter on the grounds of negligent use of a firearm and disregard for others' safety. Now, Baldwin has always maintained that he followed gun safety laws, that it was the crew, the armorer, and then the assistant who handed him the gun. And then he thought the gun was cold, meaning not loaded. And then when he was told to direct the gun towards the camera, it shot the director and Helena. It bounced off of the director's shoulder bone. I think it was his clavicle. But sadly, it killed Helena. And he says that it fired spontaneously. He said he never pulled the trigger. Now, an FBI report into the incident said that was an impossibility. Now, there's obviously video because they were rehearsing it, and I think there might have been cameras going on at the time. But this is something that we've been watching over the last couple of years, and I'm in shock. And it's just so horribly tragic. This is something that should have never happened with in the age of prop guns and CGI. You don't need real guns. But there were reports that these guns that were never supposed to be loaded were loaded. People were playing around on break with them. The armorer, who is the daughter of a veteran armorer who runs the weapons part of a movie, she was the daughter, so they call her Nepo Baby. When somebody was related to somebody gets a job. But, you have somebody specifically on the job for that. Then you have an assistant that's supposed to check the weapon. And then you yourself should always, rolls of guns, especially when it's a real gun, you always check your weapon. If I'm doing surgery and a surgical nurse hands me a tool, you always look at the tool. Make sure it's adequate. Make sure it's correct. Make sure the blade is on correctly. Make sure it's functioning before you start using it on a patient. If you're using a Bovie to cauterize, you make sure it's on. You don't sit there and stick the weapon or stick the instrument into the body and then decide to discharge it. It's common sense. It just, does he deserve involuntary manslaughter? So, I think a lot of people feel for Alec Baldwin in that you had two other people that handled the weapon prior. So while you're doing, you would have never thought, but this remote, and I think they're continuing to move on. At first, the movie was on hold, but I think because he's a producer, there was a lot of money into this, and now there's a lot of money being paid out because of the accident, then the shooting, then, they're moving on with this movie. They probably think it's going to sell. Many people are going to want to see the movie because of what happened with it. I wouldn't. I'm really not into Westerns either. I'm probably not going to go see the movie. But they are moving forward with the movie. But him being charged with involuntary manslaughter, many people feel is appropriate because he did discharge a weapon, kill somebody. What are the ramifications? And, if somebody else, is handling a gun and shoots somebody, or somebody's gun ends up being involved in a domestic shooting, there's charges. So how does New Mexico address it on a very even keel, consistent, shall we say, manner? So we'll see what happens. It's, I think we need to really understand that other people are not doing their job. And when other people are not doing their job, it can cause death. And we've had this half-ass, lackadaisical attitude in many things. We've seen it in medicine. We've seen it in restaurants. If somebody is not doing proper protocols and is being halfway, then you could have foodborne illness. If somebody is not double-checking something in medicine, then there could be the wrong testicle removed or the wrong leg removed or a study not being done. Right. And then if you're expecting an armorer and an assistant to make sure something's not loaded and that there's nothing in the chamber, it turns out that it ends up killing somebody. We really have to be much more understanding that other people are not doing their job and they're not doing it right. And there's this big push for, well, let's just have things automated. We can't trust humans. I don't want that sort of, I'd rather trust a human than a robot or a computer. But this is an example of why you can't trust humans. And it's, I mean, how many people was that gun handled by? That means it's half-assed. And the reason why we have protocols, especially when it comes to gun safety, is I don't know if you've ever taken a CCW class, but the gun safety is most of it. You have to have adequate training. And I do think Alec Baldwin was negligent in trusting other people, but I've never worked in Hollywood. Is it that you don't stop shooting and or you don't stop filming to, you know, go, guys, I need to check the gun myself? I think they should now should. I think that should be commonplace right now. But we sadly have an epidemic of people not doing their job. And it could be deadly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People have been asking me about President Trump's hand, where it looks like his hand is cut up in multiple places. This was seen when he left Trump Tower early Wednesday en route to the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial. And on his right hand, it looked like he had multiple cuts on the plantar or the volar surface of his hand, the palm part, and his fingers. And so, I mean, to me, it looked like, you know, it's hard to say because they were really bright, so they didn't look like old wounds. So I don't know if the picture was played with. I mean, it was kind of a bright red. You don't see that bright red unless it's actively bleeding. Usually the red will become dark. Blood will become pretty dark pretty quickly once it oxidizes. Is it that he touched recent ink? Others say it's because he grabbed a hot dog with ketchup on it. So speaking to TMZ, representatives for Trump said the cause of injury were paper cuts. Those reps said that then the blood might have smeared across his hand. Now, you know, it looks like he has a mark on his thumb, a mark on his index finger, and then at the base of his finger. But, you know, it's too hard to tell because it's just too far away to see if they're cuts. And I think, was it James Carvel who said that there was syphilis? That's not a syphilis rash, people. We really need to be careful. When public people start to say, oh, yeah, this is syphilis, if you look at the syphilis rash, it's different, and you need to be aware of a syphilis rash. You know, syphilis rash are smaller, multiple spots. You know, this looks like it could be, you know, it could be a cut. It could be really bad eczema, him picking at the skin. You know, could be ink. You know, and so I think, you know, there needs to be some responsibility in the media with, you know, what could be going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.